founding father said that all people are created equal and have been endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights, including the right to life. But 50 years of abortion rights in America have undermined that right. One would have thought that abortions in America would have decreased after the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court case of 1973 was overturned by the Dobbs decision of 2022. But such is not the case. Sue Liebold, the Director of State Affairs for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, joins us to discuss an update on abortion in America, especially as it regards to chemical abortions. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Sue, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay, so tell us about chemical abortions.
Well, in the year 2000, under Clinton, the FDA rushed this drug onto the market. It's called mifepristone. And it is a way to do an abortion where you just take some pills. And that became, as you can imagine, pretty popular. Unfortunately, when the FDA did approve that, they rushed it to market. They skipped a few steps in the research. And these abortion drugs, where the first pill is called mifepristone, and it blocks progesterone. When a woman gets pregnant, every woman who gets pregnant, her body floods with a natural hormone called progesterone. It's what makes basically food in the womb for the baby. And this drug blocks that, essentially starving the baby. The second drug, a day or two later, starts contractions so that the woman then will expel that baby. And unfortunately, the FDA has relaxed the safety protocols around this drug. It has a 4 times greater rate of complications than a surgical abortion would. Under COVID, President Biden and his FDA removed the requirement that she even had to see a doctor. It can just be mailed in the mail to women. Unfortunately, as you can imagine, we've had a lot of additional complications and problems, lots of additional emergency room visits where women are severely injured. And all of that was so that they could be mailed. And even though Roe versus Wade is overturned, some states have outlawed abortion, or they have made it like heartbeat bill or something where they've limited abortion. These pills come right over the borders in the mail, and women are winding up sicker and in the emergency rooms.
What is the percentage of abortions in America that are this version of it, chemical abortions?
And it is about 63 to 65% of all abortions today are done by these pills, and likely even more, really. Unfortunately, 1 in 25 women will end up in the emergency room. In fact, it's even, you know, that little piece of paper when you get a prescription drug, it's real thin. It has all the science on it. You don't read it or anything, or I don't.
I don't either.
That FDA is the label. And to this day, it has a black box warning on it and a lot of safety protocols on that. And that's why, because 1 in 25 women will end up in the emergency room.
Okay. Wow, this is fascinating. Part of the reason that abortion in America today is largely done, you say 63%, that's almost, okay, two-thirds, through the pills would be what? A convenience, expense, lack of doctors around who want to do abortions. What's the factor that makes this so big? Or is even the lack of oversight, like you're saying, with the Biden administration removing, you know, even certain strictures just to make it safe, at least for the women taking these pills?
Well, all of the above, except for the biggest factor, which is follow the money. The abortion sellers, the abortion industry can mark up the profit on the pills more than they can the surgical abortion. Remember, for a surgical, you have to have a building, you have to have a doctor on site, a surgical room with instruments, you know, you have air conditioning, lights on, et cetera. Now they can just mark up the pills and make money and send them to the mail. No medical, thanks to the Biden FDA, no medical treatment is needed. No ruling out pre-existing conditions like you and I you know, would go to our doctors, and before they give us a drug, they would rule out things. In this particular instance, an ultrasound is needed to see how old and how big the baby is, because it's only approved for use up until 10 weeks. After 10 weeks, the complication rates skyrocket, and it's much more dangerous for her. And so, you know, there's just, we're playing fast and loose now going online. The other thing that's happening here, I might add, is that a new crime is starting to creep in here that we call coercion. But we've had several cases around the country now where an abusive boyfriend, or in one case in Louisiana, a mother who didn't want her teenage daughter to be pregnant, men are buying them sex traffickers online. They can get them. They can either falsify their information or just put their name in and get them through the mail and force women to take them. We have several cases now where women were, it was put in her drinks, her food, or in one case in Ohio, he crammed them down her throat while she was asleep. Now there are charges against these men, as there should be, but it is creating a new category of crime against these women.
I know from previous, hearing people in different representations or whatever, that sometimes if a woman can take a follow-up pill in time, if they feel regret about the first pill, there is a pill reversal. So I'd like you to comment on that, and then I want to just have a lot of follow-up questions about the chemical abortions in general.
Okay. Yes, there is a reversal process. A doctor in California discovered. Now, remember I said that when a woman gets pregnant, any woman, her body floods with a natural hormone called progesterone. And that first drug blocks the progesterone so that the baby doesn't get the food and the goodies that progesterone brings. So if they catch it in time, they give her more progesterone to fill that progesterone back up again. It is not even a pharmaceutical. It is a naturally occurring hormone. And it has saved, again, catch it in time. It has saved over 5,000 babies now in the U.S.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so all pills, just about, you know, all medicines have expiration dates. How is that a factor in any way when it comes to chemical abortions in America today?
Well, I'm not sure I know or that there's been research on women taking them after they've expired. I do know that the sellers, the online abortion sellers, say buy three boxes for your next, store the other two in your medicine cabinet and take one today, but keep them on hand. The state of Washington, Washington State, bought hundreds of boxes to store up for their, college health clinics on campuses and places like that. And it's just a reckless abandonment of any sort of, it's not what we would expect in today's modern medical marketplace. You and I would not stand for that. There are safeguards in place in today's modern medical marketplace. But you see, this is outside of the marketplace. It always has been. Abortion has always been outside of the marketplace with these abortion clinics and now this online stuff. So it's buyer beware. In fact, we know of a case in the South where the boyfriend and the girlfriend went online to buy them. And then they said, how do we even know what's in here? Is there a, you know, are there drugs in here? And what's the chemical makeup of this? And is there, I'm drawing a blank, the drug that kills people, drug addicts. How do we know what's in it?
Fentanyl.
So they decided not to take it.
Fentanyl.
Yeah. Fentanyl. Thank you. So you don't, you know, you're going online and you don't really know what you're getting. This is not telemedicine. These are the sellers that are flooding the market, and states are doing everything they can to try to stop this. They're throwing anything at the wall that will stick. They're putting this mifepristone, they're putting on the list of dangerous drugs, of scheduled drugs. There are additional penalties if one is found trafficking in these drugs. But we're all, unfortunately, you know, you've heard when Roe versus Wade was overturned, you've heard, you know, it's back to the states. Well, some states have done their job. They've passed their laws. They've limited abortion or whatnot. But these just go fly right over the border and, you know, break their state laws. And so the pressure now is on the FDA. Under the first Trump administration, this was not in place. President Biden put this into place during COVID. And we're asking the Trump administration and the FDA to at least go back to the previous rules, safety rules, where a woman would have to see a doctor. And that's also, we've done some polling of 7 in 10 Americans believe she should at least see a doc. That is not an unrealistic expectation. But we've also asked the FDA to update the science that, remember, it was approved in the year 2000, this drug regimen, the two pill combo. That was in the year 2000. It's 26 years later. We have a lot more data. We have a lot more studies in journals from other countries even, showing how high the complication rates are, how sick women get, can affect their future fertility if it goes wrong. They wind up in the emergency room. We have a lot more data today, 26 years later. And so there's a lot of pressure on the FDA to look into the science and to at least put the drugs, the mailing on hold while they do the study, if not take the drugs off the market altogether.
You said earlier that at least 1 in 25 women have to go to the hospital to deal with the effects of this drug. What's happening there? In those 1 in 25 cases. By the way, you think about that. Okay, 100 women,
yeah,
let's say, participated in this. 4 of them are going to have to go to the hospital. You know, this is not a toothache or whatever, or, you know, a stomach ache. This is serious.
It certainly is, and we wouldn't stand for it with other drugs. What happens is, I want to be sensitive to your listeners' ears. This is not an easy, you know, discussion to have, and it can be graphic. But what happens is that sometimes all of the baby's body parts don't come out. And if that happens, she will get infected, and that could go septic very quickly. Also, women bleed much more for this particular procedure than they would for a surgical one, but also they can hemorrhage and bleed too much. And so they tend to get into the emergency rooms with excessive bleeding going infections that are going septic. There's been a peer-reviewed study that 75% of emergency room visits within 30 days were coded as severe or critical. And so this is especially worrisome for women in rural areas who may not be able to get to someplace very quickly. And, you know, as you know, people can go septic pretty quickly. So at least 1 in 10, we know, are going to have a severe adverse event. 1 in 25, by the FDA's own admission, will, in their own science, will end up in the ER because of an incomplete abortion.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we have 20 seconds left. I'll give you a website. It is sbaprolifeamerica.org. Okay, 20-second concluding thought, please. Sue Liebel.
Well, if anybody would like to know more about this, there's a website that's pretty easy to understand called abortiondrugfacts.org. Also, members of Congress are now trying to tell the FDA to do something. If you're inclined, please call your U.S. senator in your state and ask your U.S. senator to talk to the FDA and have them pull that mailing rule off the market.
All right, Sue Liebel, thanks so much. All the best.